Infrastructure and health are the major spends in the state budget. Liberal member for Hammond, Adrian Pederick, joins me now to discuss. Hi there, Adrian.
Yeah, good morning, Jenny. Good morning, listeners.
Let's talk infrastructure first. $60 million for further work on Hyson tunnels, $31 million for Fleurieu road connections. What about up in the Murraylands?
Well, look, up in the Murraylands, we've had some great announcements around infrastructure. Really proud to see that the old Murray Bridge is going to get $36 million over 2 years to give it a full refurbishment, which will include, obviously, the legs of the bridge and a full birthday to give it at least another 30 years' life. It's absolutely vital that we keep that bridge going and ongoing in the overall education budget. We've got $20 million going into the Murray Bridge High School. We've got $3 million fixing up classrooms at Langon Creek campus of the Eastern Fleurieu School. And we've got a range of upgrades across councils. We've got $1.5 million going towards Mid-Murray, Murraylands Road upgrades. We've got $900,000 going towards Coorong District Council for high-risk intersections. We've got $850,000 going towards the Lamoureux Pool Rejuvenation Project. We've got over $500,000 going towards the Swanport Road Recycled Water Pipeline Project and $300,000 going towards the Knights Well Road Upgrade Project. So there are a lot of local projects, but also we've got $5 million going towards the Murray Bridge to South East Links business case, which again involves a bridge in my area, being the Swanport Bridge, looking at the potential duplication of that bridge and the full duplication out to the Mallee Highway from Tailem Bend, which obviously involves a rail bridge as well. And that will be an interesting one to deal with, because obviously intersecting dual lanes with the Mallee Highway and the Dukes goes further into the southeast. So overall, without some of the other spending, like there's $200 million going into TAFE, and we'll be getting some of that, but particularly in infrastructure upgrades across Hammond, we're getting $69 million. So I'm very proud of that in this big infrastructure spend of $17.9 billion across the state.
Health is the other big spend, $7.4 billion. Yep. There is, though, concern because $274 million less in this year's health budget than previous. The nursing union concerned it won't be enough to fix serious ramping issues. What's your take on it?
Well, I wouldn't believe everything a union says. And the simple fact is, we're pumping $7.4 billion into health, close to an extra $1 billion this year alone going into health, and that includes nearly a $2 billion women's and children's hospital, 74 more ambulance drivers. We're pouring $163 million into mental health support, which includes extra beds, upgrades of facilities across the state to assist in mental health. And these are all part of fixing a bed block. And we've got other programs, $20 million going in to accelerate people with elective surgery on elective surgery wait lists. So we're doing everything we can to get people fast-tracked through the health system and get to where they need to be. What everyone needs to know is that there's nine emergency hospitals departments getting done across the city and across regional South Australia. Obviously, an early one was the $7 million we had at Murray Bridge, which has made a great facility. Mount Barker's coming online with an upgrade to their emergency department. Excuse me. And then right across the city, we're having, and the regions, we're getting 140-bed more capacity in emergency centres across Adelaide. So the issue is, yes, Flinders is having a massive rebuild out at Flinders as our biggest emergency department, and that is causing people to bypass and go elsewhere a little bit at the moment. But at the end of the day, what we're going to see is a massive influx in emergency beds, and a brand new, close to, I think it's $1.95 billion, Women's and Children Hospital. So health does take a lot of money. It always does. And we are doing what we can so that people get the health services they need in the shortest possible time.
Member for Hammond, Adrian Pederick, is with us. We're talking about the state budget. Now, there's going to be some funding, isn't there, for employers facing issues as a result of COVID restrictions on foreign workers?
Yeah, well, certainly in case of foreign workers, I think there's over $8 million, I think it's $8 million, $8.3 million for people suffering labour shortages who aren't able to get foreign employees on board. So that's a great assistance to them. And there's also an extension of the subsidies for apprenticeships and trainees for another 12 months of $4 million subsidising those across the board. So that's a great result, helping build the state and getting young people employed, especially in those vital traineeships and apprenticeships, and certainly in the assistance to employers. We're doing all we can to get more people employed on the ground to get that those vital jobs done. And we look at the bigger material in the budget, the $17.9 billion, which is up over $1 billion to what's coming into infrastructure across the state. And we note that $800 million of that currently is regional road upgrades, but there's a $1 billion increase to the North-South Connector on South Road because we've decided to put three lanes into the tunnels, and tunnels are expensive. So we're going to get it right from the start, because it's a little bit hard to come back with a tunnelling machine and dig a third lane. So for obvious reasons, we're spending the money up front and getting those tunnels, those sets of two tunnels done straight away. But that does come at a cost of an extra $1 billion. And all of these projects are putting tens and tens of thousands of jobs into the economy.
And then I guess it's looking to the future, trying to get back in the black, $30 billion deficit, which will be a challenge.
Well, look, it will be a challenge, but COVID-19 has expressly brought onto us many challenges right across the board. We've seen the federal government, with their support across the country, put massive amounts of money in, and we have put massive amounts of money in. I must commend Rob Lucas, our Treasurer. This is totally against his DNA to have these big spending budgets. But look, it's necessary to keep the state on track. Even financial institutions are saying that it's looking great for South Australia economically to pull out of COVID. But we'll come out of a deficit budget by 2022-23, and we'll have a slight surplus there. In the next 2 years, we'll have surpluses totaling around $800 million. So it can be done, and we must note that we've had an influx of GST and stamp duty windfall of over $1.1 billion. And I know this is a lot of money for people, but we're able to invest this right across the state. We're getting so much regional infrastructure. The road infrastructure spend is just fantastic throughout regional South Australia, and it's a huge amount of money. But we're the only ones that are going to make that commitment to the regions. And I guess the good thing is, on the debt side, money is relatively cheap at the moment, though the bond market is going up slightly. But we have borrowed money at 0.4% and 1.3% in the past, and that's in big lots, billion-dollar lots and $500 million lots. But the bond market is edging up, but it's able to utilise that money and put it to the good and the growth of the state.
Well, it sounds like you're getting lots of emails there. I'm sure you've got a very busy day ahead. Thanks so much for your time today, Adrian Pederick.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, listeners.